You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Pakistani Prime Minister Imran Khan is calling on the U.S. to find a political settlement to its wars in Afghanistan before pulling out of the country. He also ruled out hosting any U.S. military bases to be used against any other countries in the region. Mr. Khan made the comments in an interview with U.S. news platform Axios. Pakistan's cooperation is seen as critical to U.S. President Joe Biden's plans to completely withdraw U.S. troops from Afghanistan by September. The withdrawal is part of a 2020 peace agreement between the U.S. and the Taliban. Simon Marks joins us live from Washington, D.C. Now, Simon, what's Washington's reaction to Mr. Khan's blunt comments, if any, and how will Pakistan's refusal to allow U.S. bases on its soil affect America's war on terror?
Look, I think there's certainly going to be no surprise here in Washington, Paul, that Imran Khan is warning of possible violence on the other side of his border with Afghanistan. There are many countries that are expressing that kind of anxiety to the Biden administration. We have not had specific reaction yet to what were very categoric comments by the Pakistani Prime Minister in that interview with Axios, asked if he would be willing to allow the US to operate from air bases inside Pakistan. He answers with simply two words, absolutely not. It is a categoric rejection. I think the Biden administration won't be entirely surprised by that. We know that within the last few weeks, the New York Times has reported that both the CIA chief William Burns and Joe Biden's defense secretary Lloyd Austin have both been reaching out to their Pakistani opposite numbers and have also been hearing similarly that the Pakistanis are not interested in that kind of cooperation. There are suggestions here that perhaps Pakistan is negotiating, that this is a position that might soften over time. And there's no doubt that the United States would, to some extent, be hampered by not being able to access those bases, although they haven't had access to them now in over a decade, since the US relationship with Islamabad became very frosty 10, 11 years ago. So they have been working around those air bases for a good long while already.
Well, besides Afghanistan, Mr. Imran Khan also says that the world was fixated on Xinjiang while ignoring what India was doing in Kashmir. Now, how has Mr. Khan's comments been seen by America and its close allies, India?
I think that from a Biden administration's perspective, there will be disappointment in what he's had to say about the situation in Xinjiang, but no great surprise about what he's had to say with regard to Kashmir. It is perfectly normal for Pakistani heads of government often to raise the Kashmir issue and to do so in pretty pugnacious nationalistic terms. So I suspect that that won't come as much of a surprise or a disappointment to Biden administration officials as the unwillingness of the Pakistani Prime Minister publicly, at least, to criticize China over the treatment of Uyghur Muslims in Xinjiang. That and everything else will be part of the conversation that takes place here on Friday when Ashraf Ghani of Afghanistan visits President Biden at the White House. That's going to be a fresh opportunity for the Afghan leader and the US president to discuss the situation along the Afghan-Pakistan border specifically and regional issues more broadly than that.
Well, Simon, thank you very much for that. Simon Marks reporting from Washington, D.C.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets. There's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's. For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.